that's right. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Boy, do we have a jam-packed afternoon for you. We have gotten artists all the way starting at 4:18 this afternoon to 5:30 today. I tell you what, it's going to be great. We're going to be talking to Maurice Vaughn. We're going to be talking to Shirley Johnson. In fact, Maurice is calling in at one time and Shirley's calling in at another time. We're going to hear from Maurice Vaughn, I guess about 4:18 this afternoon, right after we hear a commercial break. Then we've got the King Bees are going to be with us. They're going to be buzzing all around here this afternoon. Then we've got Freddie Vanderford calling in, Shirley Johnson at 5:06, and Anthony Charles with the Front Porch 3 calling in. So we're going to be playing their music. We're going to be talking about where everybody is playing. We've got the show for today. We've got the show tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Then we've got on Thursday. In studio, we're going to have two of the artists with us on Thursday, and then Friday, we're going to have Shrimp City Slim sitting down with us, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Also, want to remind you that we are doing a barbecue giveaway, and what does that mean? Well, you got to go to WCRS, that's 1450am.net, and click on that box in the top there so that you can register to win. Oh, I guess it's right over $300, maybe as much as $400 worth of barbecue stuff. And I am thrilled to be talking to you about it. You know, all of our best came on board. They say you can make your own vinegar and balsamic vinegar marinades, give it your own special taste. So I know you're going to want to do that. You can visit them over there by Kohl's. It's going to be really cool. I don't know if you've been to their store or not, but if you haven't, go by there and check it out. Let them tell you the difference in all the vinegars and all the olive oils that they have there. Ah, that's better. And then we've got Buck Stove Pool and Spa. You know they like those big green eggs. I didn't know they had mini eggs to great big green eggs. Well, I don't have an egg in the giveaway, but I do have charcoal briquettes. I also have fish from Captain Krusty. We've got some utensils. We've got a big cooler, nice cooler to keep everything in, and some meat. So you're going to want to go register because this is everything that you could need to do what? To have your own barbecue. That's right. Invite your friends over. After this weekend, you're going to want to do your own barbecue. But this weekend, you're going to want to be uptown Greenwood with all the festivities. In fact, everything starts Thursday night. That's right, Thursday night. So I certainly hope you are going to stay right with us this afternoon because we're going to have a good time just talking the blues, talking to the artists, finding out how they got started, how they got motivated, and how their careers have gone. You know, one of my favorites that's going to be calling us, I think it must be tomorrow, is, of course, Gail Storm. And one of her songs I just truly love, it's called The Mess Around. So I thought I'd play The Mess Around, but we're going to have the music of all these great artists for you to listen to and for them to talk about their music. So you got to keep it right here on WCRS, 1450 AM. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the stream. You can also download those apps to your smartphones so you can listen to us anywhere, whether you're here in Greenwood, whether you're in Charleston, South Carolina, or whether you're all the way in California. Doesn't really matter. You can take a listen anytime you want. You know, we try to make sure that you know what's going on here in Greenwood. Yes, that's why we say it's the voice of Greenwood. So let's just do a quick check of the weather. Then we're going to hear a little mess around music. And then we're going to get ready for some of our artists that are going to be calling in this afternoon. So what's going on in the weather? It looks a little gloomy out there, but not so much. 0% chance of rain is what they're saying for today. High of 92, low of 72. Right now out there, it is 91, but it feels like 92. We are looking for this evening. Looks like we may have sunshine and clouds mixed, some winds, but that's about it. Now tomorrow, on Wednesday, we're looking at a high of 93, low of 72. 40% chance of rain. Thursday, I don't know, I hate to say this, so maybe it'll change. 89 is the high, 68 is the low, 60% chance of rain. But, you know, everything goes on under the big tents and in the different venues. You know, we have the main stage, the CenturyLink main stage. We have Flynn's, T.W. Boone's, Buffalo Grill, Howard's Own Main, Mill House, Sundance Gallery. So you can go so many different places and enjoy what's going on. In fact, Friday night you can go to the Art Center to hear Front Porch 3, where I think if we've got Brews and Blues, I believe that's what's going on. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you this afternoon. Let's go ahead and hear, I guess we'll hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we should be ready to talk to our first guest, Maurice Vaughn. So don't you go away. I'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
I'm gonna do a song about people who like to gamble. You know, I like to gamble too.
This is a little Maurice John Vaughn going to be calling us in just a second.
Couldn't buy a pair of shoes.
So what do you think about that? You want to hear some more of that? Well, you're going to have to hear Shirley Johnson and Maurice John Vaughn out there on the main stage Thursday afternoon. That's the CenturyLink main stage. That'll be going on from 6 to 8:30. They'll be rocking and having a good time. So far, I don't think we've had a call from Maurice this afternoon, but he's an American blues musician. I guess you can tell that. He's from Chicago, Illinois. He's a guitarist, a saxophonist, keyboardist, and singer. He's began playing professionally back in 1968 as a saxophonist in Chicago R&B groups. He recorded with The Chosen Few in 1976 and played and recorded with Phil Guy, went on tour in Canada in 1979. Hush, he played as a sideman with Luther Allison, Sun Seals, Junior Wells, Valerie Wellington, and A.C. Reed. So he's been around, he's done it all, and he's still kicking out there. And he and Shirley Johnson will be hitting the main stage Thursday. They are the Uptown Live concert starting at 6 o'clock, and that'll go to around 8:30. Now, that's for Thursday. Then it looks like I'm looking at the schedule here. Friday night, they are going to be at T.W. Boone's. That's Shirley Johnson and Maurice John Vaughn. And who else? Are they playing any other places? I don't think so, but I'll check that list just to double check. But I think that's they're playing twice. So you have two opportunities to see them. One at T.W. Boone's on Friday night. That'll be from 9 to 12 on Friday night. And on the main stage Thursday night to open everything up. Boy, I want to tell you what a lot of energy they have. When you hear Shirley Johnson and then you put Maurice with her, I tell you what, it's going to be an energetic show. So you better come ready to rock and roll. Well, playing the blues, rock and roll. But one of the things when I was reading over his bio, I really wish I could have talked to him, is that it says that he's played the gut bucket. I don't know if anybody knows what the gut bucket is, but my dad used to play the gut bucket up in Maine, so I really wanted to talk to him about that. He also believes in helping kids, kind of like Mac Arnold, who has his own foundation, and of course, Mac Arnold lives up there in Ware Place, and he has a foundation called I Can Do Anything, and he goes into the schools with music. So does, oh, how sweet it is. So does Maurice Vaughn. So, oh, excuse me very much. So that's another way that he believes in helping kids. He says you need to keep the music short and fast to keep them interested. So that's our first artist, and unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get a call from him, but let's see if I can take some other music. Well, actually, it looks like it is about time for South Carolina News. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to another artist, at least I hope we are, the King Bees, Penny Zamaghini. I think that's right, but I'll ask her before we came on the air.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. I got the King Bee. Actually, I've got the Queen Bee with me right here. Let's listen to a little music, and then we're going to talk to her. It's called You Were There. Thank you.
the darkness was all around. I was drowning in my heartache and despair. When I thought I'd never get my feet back on the ground, oh, you were there.
How do you like that? I tell you what, this is some awesome music here. In fact, Gary Irwin, Shrimp City Slim, says, Paula Nathan, a party in a box, a dozen rockin' gems. They have lovingly embraced the blues and all the traditional power and creative potential. Ferocious guitar, a trailer load of hot licks and vintage tone. Passionate but daredevilish fretwork will surely move Basterville further in the ranks of blues guitar heroism. And here with me this afternoon is Queen Bee herself. What is your name?
Hi there, Anne. My name is Penny the Magni. I also go by Queen Bee, if that's easier.
Well, that's great, Queen Bee. Where are you calling us from?
Okay, I am way up in the mountains of North Carolina. If you can picture where Boone is,
right,
where Appalachian State University is, we live about 10 miles out in the country outside of Boone. So if our phone connection isn't all that great, it's due to the fact that we're way out here in the wilderness.
So that's how you entertain yourself, with some music up there, right?
Yes, and of course we travel. We spend most of the year on the road traveling and doing great festivals, as the one that's coming up in Greenwood, the Blues Cruise. Excited to come down off the mountain and enjoy some of the best of South Carolina.
Well, I tell you what, I was reading over your bio here. You know, it says, from Rome to New York City to Amsterdam, you travel the globe. I tell you what, how is it to be on the road traveling like this?
You know, my life goal was always, A, to play music, and B, to see as much of the world and meet as many interesting people as I could. And magically, and as a great blessing, I've been able to do both of those. So traveling and seeing the world and meeting wonderful people has been just a great part of my life. And what makes it easier is that I'm married to our guitar player. Hound Dog Baskerville is my husband, so we get to do this together.
So I guess you're pollinating, right?
Yep.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, how did you end up in right outside of Boone, North Carolina?
This is interesting. My husband is from this area, not too far away. And I came as a clinical psychology intern to work in the psychology field in rural Appalachia. Did that for a number of years, met my future husband, and ran away with a guitar player. Never looked back again at my psychological career. Made a career in music.
Well, you know, that's called taking that different road, isn't it? Two roads, you know, diverged in a wood, yeah?
Life is long enough to pursue many of the dreams that we have, and you can't put those dreams off. You need to go for them, so that's what I've tried to do.
I think it's terrific. Now, do y'all write together, or what do y'all do?
Generally speaking, I'm the bass player as well as the singer and the songwriter, and I write the songs and bring them to Hound Dog, and we collaborate on getting the sound that represents who we are as the King Bees, which is pretty raw and pretty rootsy. American roots music is our love, and so we stick within the paradigm of, you know, the best of American roots music is what we try to incorporate into our writing and our shows.
Oh, sure. Sure. And I guess that, do you have studios up there where you live?
We do. We do record up here some. Sometimes we do live recordings. done some interesting live recordings in Europe. So we try to get as much atmosphere wherever we're recording to bring that into the studio.
Well, I see when you first started out, you actually were backing up some blues titans here, Bo Diddley.
Yeah, you know, back in the day when we first got together, we're going back to about 1985 now, we started traveling to the very deep south, down to Mississippi and Alabama, Georgia, and meeting our heroes, these people we had listened to and heard of, listened to them on record, had a chance to finally meet them, work with them, mentor with them. Before long, we were getting some calls to actually travel and back up some of these guys, Bo Diddley being one of them. Great thrill for us to not only meet these people and mentor under them, but to be able to travel and tour with them.
You know, I bet, I mean, I'm surmising, I don't know this, but I'll bet travel with some of these legends was pretty interesting.
I think you are right on target. Yeah, you know, people ask me frequently if I would maybe write a book or have stories that I could tell, and some of these are not ready for prime time, some of these stories, but believe me, many of them are interesting, and maybe one day I will, perhaps not during family listening hour for some of them.
Okay, I understand, yeah.
A lot of interesting, and you know, one of the things about getting to know some of these musical greats is you just don't travel in a van with them, you go to their hometown and you meet their family, you go to their church, you stay at their house, they come up and stay at our house. You know, it's these are real relationships, not just musical relationships, but friendships based on the love of music, but so much more than that too.
Well, that is so awesome. I certainly hope I get to meet you. Looks to me like Thursday night you're going to be playing in a great venue, T.W. Boone, from 8 to 11.
8 to 11, very much looking forward to that.
Have you ever been to Greenwood before?
We have. I'm so excited to say that we have been coming to Greenwood for a number of years. And in fact, we've played the Blues Cruise several times and made friends in the area, got to know what a beautiful area it is. You know, in the musical history and traditions of Greenwood and that whole area where you are in South Carolina, they run deep.
Yeah, they do. You're absolutely right. Well, that's great. I think this is the first time I've gotten the pleasure of talking to you. But let's see, Thursday night you're going to be at T.W. Boone's. Friday night looks like you're going to be at Buffalo Grill.
Yes.
That's right. And are you playing another night or just two nights?
Well, we're playing that Friday at Buffalo from 9 to 12. And then on Saturday, we play a lunch, kind of a nice little, I think it's going to be outdoors at the County Bank.
Oh, cool.
From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that is supposed to be the King Bees duo, but I think we'll have some friends with us, so there may be some surprises for that.
Well, some surprises. I love surprises. Well, you know, Queen Bee, how many people are actually in your band?
At this festival, we'll have the three of us. We do a lot of stuff as a three-piece, and we'll have, I'm the bassist and vocalist, and my husband plays keyboards and guitar. His name is Hound Dog Baskerville, and we'll have John Ambrose from Detroit on drums, and he's a recent addition to the band, and he sounds great, and we're taking the band in different places. You know, when you bring in new lifeblood into a band, a lot of times you find that your music increases exponentially rather than just mathematically, so it's a fun time these days.
Sure. Now, just for the record, after you leave Greenwood, are you going to Europe anytime soon?
After we leave Greenwood, we're doing another festival coming up to the Southern Pines area of North Carolina.
Very familiar.
We have a very busy schedule here in the United States for the next 6 months. Nothing planned. We did go to Europe this past November, had a great time in England. So we'll see what happens. Maybe again this fall. Nothing on the books yet. But we also produce a blues festival up here in rural Appalachia in our beautiful mountains. It's called New River Blues Festival. That is Labor Day weekend, Sunday. And we bring all these great Southern blues folk up to the gorgeous mountains in the mountain meadow by a river and have a great time. So we're busy planning that festival as well.
Well, that sounds great. I presume you all have a website.
You can find us on Reverb Nation, the King Bees, and also on Facebook. We do a lot of our stuff through Facebook, and it's Penny Zamagni, King Bees. But I think if you just put Penny King Bees, and don't worry about that Italian last name in there, you'll find us on Facebook.
Well, Penny, you've been an absolute queen bee. I like that. I'm called the queen here, so I can relate. So, Queen Bee, listen, I look forward to seeing you and hope I get a chance to meet you and talk with you all for a few minutes during the festival. And you have a safe trip down here, and thanks so much for calling us this afternoon.
It has been such a pleasure talking to you, Ann, and I do hope to see you in person. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'm going to play a little bit more of You Were There. So as we go off into a break, and then we've got another artist. So thanks for calling us, Queen Bee.
Thank you. Hope to see you soon, Ann. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Can we play it? Yes, we do.
When the sun set on my dream, you were there. When my tears
you don't want to miss the Queen Bee herself with the King Bees. That's right. So, as I said, they are going to be playing T.W. Boone's Thursday night, 8 to 11. Friday, they are going to be at Buffalo Grill from 9 to 12. And I think they said they're playing outside on Saturday. So, sounds great. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We got another guest calling. I hope, let's see. Yes, we got Freddie Vanderford calling us next. Don't you go away.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones, too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
Hey, I'm Ann Eller, right here, over here at Sharp Facets Gallery in my studio. We're doing this by telephone because all these artists are just excited to be coming to Greenwood this weekend. And right now I have Freddie Vanderford on the line with us. Says it's the last of the Piedmont Blues artists. So how you doing today, Freddie?
I'm doing pretty good, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. Now, where are you calling us from?
I'm in Buffalo, South Carolina.
Buffalo, South Carolina. Well, that's not too far away from here.
No, it's about an hour, something like that.
That's right. Well, listen, we are really looking forward to having you come to town down here. How did you get started in the blues?
How did I get started in blues? Well, I played music all my life from the time I was a little kid, like 10 or 11, and picked up the harmonica and playing blues and stuff like that about high school, something like that. And been doing it ever since.
Now, who did you learn the harmonica from? Did you just teach yourself, or?
Well, both my grandfathers played harmonica when I was a kid and played these mountain songs and stuff. Then I heard Little Walter and Sonny Boy Williamson playing blues on records, and I tried to play that style. And then, luckily, when I was a teenager, I met Peg Leg Sam and learned the Piedmont blues from him.
Now, how would you describe the Piedmont blues?
I'm sorry?
How would you describe the Piedmont blues?
It's a little different than the Delta blues or the Chicago blues. It's most of the time a little more lively. The guitars, mostly a finger-picking style, and it's just a little different. Everybody come out to the Mill House this Saturday night, and you will see firsthand what Piedmont Blues is all about, I promise. It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be a blast. Now, are you playing any other night, or that's Saturday night. That'll be at the Mill House from 9 to 12. Is there any other night or just Saturday night?
No, just Saturday night. I've got other gigs around, and looking forward to the Blues Festival. Saturday, I'm going to try to get down there as early as I possibly can so I can see all the other great entertainers. Some of friends of mine, Penny from the King Bees, I've been knowing her since the 80s, and her husband Rob, and a lot of other guys are going to be down there, and I just want to get down there early and see as many people as I can.
Absolutely. Now, Freddie, you're also, are you going to be playing, I believe it says, with Brandon Turner here?
Brandon Turner, right. He's a guitar whiz.
He's a guitar whiz?
Yes, ma'am.
And you are a, and what are you?
I'm a harmonica player.
Okay, well, I thought you'd have some fancy term for you now. Come on.
What's that now?
I thought you'd have some fancy term for you now.
No, I'm just a harmonica player, that's all. Do some vocals and do whatever I need to do.
Now,
sometimes washboard, sometimes guitar.
Now, do you like writing your own music?
I do some of it, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what you've got? I've got a whole CD here, I think. What's one of your favorite songs off this CD you gave us?
The one that you have, probably Deep Ellum Blues.
Deep Ellum Blues, okay. Well, how about we play a little of that, and then we'll talk a little bit more. How about that?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Stay on the line with us now.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. I think. Here we go. He's starting to play. Here, I think. Ha ha! Come on now. Let's play this music here, folks. There we go.
If you go down to Deep Ellum, put your money in your shoe. The women's in Deep Ellum, goddamn Deep Ellum blues. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues. Oh, I went down to Deep Ellum just to get a little booze. Now I'm on the chain gang, wearing broken shoes. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues. I sure. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues. Just to have a little fun. Have your $15 ready when that old policeman comes. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues.
Make a sign.
This is WCRS right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. How do you like that music? Hey, I agree with you. That's some awesome music there, Freddie.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like it. They got to hear more of it, don't they?
Sure. Come on out to the Mill House Saturday night.
Saturday night. Now, do you travel throughout the Southeast, or do you stay pretty close to home? What do you do?
All over the place.
All over the place?
Lately, I've been mostly the Southeast.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Where would you like to play that maybe you've never played that someday you hope to get to?
Where would I like to play that I've never played?
Yeah.
I don't know. Any place is a good place.
Any place is a good place. Any place where they're writing you a check, right?
That's it.
That's it. Okay, that sounds great. Well, we are sure looking forward to hearing more of your music Saturday evening at the Mill House. Freddie Vanderford and Brandon Turner, this is going to be an awesome concert. I certainly hope I get by to see you Saturday night. Love to just say hello again, and thanks so much for calling us today.
Thank you so much, Ann, and looking forward to seeing you and seeing everybody else down at the Mill House Friday night from 9 to 12.
Saturday night.
It'll be a lot of fun. Y'all come on out.
Okay, I think it's Saturday night, isn't it, Freddie?
Saturday night, uh-huh.
Yeah, Saturday night. Okay, sounds great. Thanks for calling us. And we'll be playing more of your music during the week, getting everybody ramped up for this great blues cruise and Festival of Discovery this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We're going to join the news in progress, and then I'll be back. I've got another caller. I think I got Shirley Johnson's calling us, so don't you go away.
Jack Collier, famed master woodcarver and woodworking expert, has worked in famed libraries, celebrity houses, and even the U.S. State Department. This master is now here doing custom works, exquisite restoration, and now your heirloom refinishing. One of the world's best right here for your benefit. Call Jack, 998-4611. That's 998-4611.
Oh, now we're going to hear a little Shirley Johnson. This is called Reckless. I'm going to see if I can get her on the line. Don't you go away.
You're so reckless. You don't care who you hurt or cheat. I didn't think you looked the victim. Would be including me. You're reckless, baby. Low down, Eva. Can't you see, babe? Can't you see what you're doing to me? You better be careful now. Don't know how much more I'm gonna take. You may not be so lucky. Correcting all of your mistakes. You're reckless, baby. Low down, Eva. Can't you see, baby? Can't you see what you're doing to me? You better straighten up, baby, while there's still a little love left. You might be making a lifelong journey all by yourself. Time's a waste. Make up your mind. Get rid of that evil streak. Let's get back to good times. Let's get back to good times.
straighten up, baby, while there's still a little love left. You might be making a lifelong journey all by yourself. Time's a waste. Make up your mind. Get rid of that evil streak. Let's get back to good times. Let's get back to good times. Oh, you're reckless. Boy, you know you're low down, yeah. You got to change your evil ways. You got to change your ways, baby. Cause you're reckless, low down, evil, yeah. Reckless, low down, evil, yeah. You got to change, baby. You got to change your ways. You got to change your evil ways. Let's get back to good times, baby. Let's get back to good times. Yeah.
Oh, bravo. You know, there's nothing like a good blues song where somebody done somebody wrong. That's right. And just for the record, Shirley Johnson said he's reckless and he better get back to his ways. That's right. We haven't gotten Shirley on the phone yet, so let me tell you a little bit about Shirley Johnson. She and Maurice John Vaughn, M.J. Vaughn, is what he goes by, are going to be on the main stage Thursday afternoon to kick everything off. That'll be live uptown, and that, of course, is going to be on the CenturyLink main stage. That'll be going on from 6 to 8:30. Shirley Johnson and M.J. Vaughn will be kicking off the whole blues cruise. And I tell you what, I am very impressed with Gary's pick of talent this year. He's really upped his game and made this going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal weekend. You know, if you miss this, you are just not trying because you have all kinds of opportunities. Whether it's Thursday night, actually Friday, I think they start around 12 o'clock in the main stage. They wanted to have an opportunity for people that come to town to have something to do besides just eat barbecue. They wanted to have entertainment. So new this year, the blues actually is going to start around 12 o'clock. How's that for something fun? So you'll be able to go down there on Friday, eat your barbecue, and listen to some blues starting at, I think it starts at 12 o'clock if what I'm looking at the schedule here is correct. But Shirley Johnson and M.J. Vaughn are going to be together. You know, she started out as a gospel singer. Yes, it's true. I really wanted to ask her how it says when she was a child, her family didn't think much of either blues or R&B, which are considered sinful in some of the stricter, more fundamentalist Christian churches. Then it goes on and says, nonetheless, she managed to hear the blues as a little girl and fell in love with secular black music. Despite her parents' disdain for the blues and R&B, she developed a healthy appreciation of Brown, James, and Taylor, as well as male bluesmen like B.B. King, Bobby Blue Bland, Little Milton, and the late ZZ Hill. So I wanted to ask her how she got to hear this when she was living at home. Was she listening to the radio late at night? I think she might have been, but she actually, some of her influences, Etta James, Ruth Brown, Coco Taylor. So she's a big-voiced blues singer who can also handle soul and gospel. Although she spent much of her adult life in Chicago, the Windy City is not her hometown. She was born in Franklin, Virginia, raised in Norfolk, Virginia, and came from a very religious family. And when she was six, she actually started singing gospel in the church choir. How many people have we found that are singing the blues that actually got it start singing in the choir in church. So she's been around. She's done a lot of great things, and she is quite a talent. One of the other things that I was noticing about her is she's been in some movies. That's right. She certainly has. Let's see if I can put my hand on that for you. Where was it? Okay, she was asked to appear in three movies, Next of Kin with Patrick Swayze, Father Jim with Robert De Niro, and V.I. Wachowski with Kathleen Turner. Now, I remember V.I. Wachowski with Kathleen Turner. And it says she also did a commercial for the Department of Tourism for the state of Illinois. So she's a very accomplished artist. I know you're going to want to hear her. So please make sure you are there Thursday evening, starting at 6 o'clock to 8:30 on the CenturyLink main stage, right there actually beside Howard's. You're going to find the stage right there, and come out and enjoy all that this has to offer. Make sure you invite some of your friends and family from out of town. You've been trying to think of a good reason to invite them. I say that events like this are great because you'll be out so much doing stuff, you won't spend a lot of time at home. So pick up that phone and call some of your friends and family, and make sure you share all this on Facebook, too. It'll be a whole lot of fun. Well, I tell you what, I think we'll hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then we are going to have, yes, we are, Anthony Charles with Front Porch 3. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, I got Anthony Charles with the Front Porch 3. Let's listen to a little of this music, Miss Sweet Bee.
I'm going all around the world. I've got to find my sweet Miss B. Going all around the world. I've got to find my sweet Miss B. Now I'm trying to find her. Ooh, Lord, she's got what's sending me. Tell me, people, have you seen my sweet Miss B? Tell me, people, have you seen my sweet Miss B? I declare she's so sweet and sexy. Ooh, Lord, that's all right with me. Gonna build me a home in the mountains. I mean, for me and my sweet Miss B. Gonna build me a home in the mountains. I mean, for me and my sweet Miss B. Yeah. Oh, but the two of us now. Ooh, Lord, soon there may be three.
Oh, that's right. Front Porch 3, I have Anthony Charles on the air with us. How you doing today, Anthony?
I'm doing great, thanks, Ann. It's great to be here and coming back to Greenwood for the second straight year. It's just an honor.
Absolutely. Well, listen, where are you calling me from?
Oh, I'm calling you from Folly Beach, South Carolina.
Wow, and you've been there, what, for about a week?
I've been here, my spouse and I have been here a little over a week, having a great time.
Having a great time. Did you have any hurricane weather?
We got, we dodged that bullet, and we got hammered with some thunderstorms on Sunday. But that, other than that, it's been great weather, and, you know, hey, you need a day off every now and then. So, we make the best of it.
That's right. Well, listen, I was looking over your bio here. I see you started out singing jingles.
Yeah, well, I actually started in the 60s in garage bands in the New York area, and I worked for a jingle house for about 8-9 years in Manhattan, where I would, I wrote and sang jingles, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Any ones that come to mind that you've never been able to shake?
Invariably, I'm always asked that question. We did national campaigns. We had the Buick Motor Corporation campaign. You might remember it. It was back in the late 80s. The Great American Road Belongs to Buick. That was the tagline. And I did just a few, like Applejack cereal, Coca-Cola, Kit Kat. I wrote the spot for Kit Kat. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. That was a little ditty that I put together. It was fun while it lasted, but
I guess
all good
it paid
things
the
come
bills.
To an end.
Yeah, it paid the bills, though, didn't it?
It paid the bills and then some, but, all good things come to an end, Dan. And, that industry has shifted in dramatically over the last 20 years. So,
yeah, absolutely. I just thought that was very interesting. Thanks for sharing a few of those jingles. And I also wanted to say, how did you and Lucky Man Beal and John Hartness meet up? I have talked to Lucky Man Beal for several years. Got to meet him, and Friday night I'll be doing a blues crawl. And last year we met at Flynn's and had a great time. So how did y'all get together?
Well, it's interesting. John and I and Lucky actually were at the 80th birthday celebration for Drink Small 2 years ago up in Winsboro at the 145 Club, and I just want to give Elfie Hacker a shout-out because I love her. She's the owner of the club. We were in different ensembles, and I really liked what John did, and I sort of threw a line out, hey, you want to get together and see what we can come up with? And he said, sure, and we got together, and things started gelling, and we formed this duo, the Hartness and Charles Project.
Right.
In the meantime, Lucky Man was still doing his solo act, his single-handed entertainer act, he started playing bass, upright bass, and he went after it very, very intensely and got good in a short amount of time. And so it was sort of like, we'd love to have a bass, an upright bass in that, in our duo, because
sure.
The duo setup was John Hartness plays guitar, and he's a fabulous guitarist. He also plays a suitcase and a hi-hat, and I play harmonica and sing. And so the upright bass just sort of polished it off. And, we got together with Lucky, and he fit right in, and so here we are. All three single-handed entertainers, we've teamed up, to really have a fun time, and we're having fun. So that's the story.
That's great. Hey, since y'all have been single entertainers, is there ever any problem on who's on first?
Well, invariably, band dynamics being what they are, you sort of have to, roll with it. But we haven't hit any snags, any bumps that we can't overcome. We try to keep a rule of thumb, no drama,
No drama.
We eliminate the drama. So... it's worked out great. We've done some, amazing gigs recently, thanks to our good buddy Shrimp City Slim, who also known as Gary Irwin, who has worked so hard to put the roster together for the Blues Cruise, the Greenwood Blues Cruise, and we did a gig on a boat, the three of us, and we had a ball. It was wonderful. We were on the Carolina Queen a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I was talking to Gary. We may go down there and be broadcasting back up here live from down there in Charleston. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. I think you're going to find some real true blue blues artists down there. I don't know if you're interviewing, but I mean, Juke Joint Johnny is coming up to Greenwood next weekend, and Gary is based in Charleston, and there's just a number of really true blue blues artists, guys that really are true to the form, and true to the tradition, which we try to be. We try to the Front Porch Three is pretty much our mission is to, you know, to carry on the tradition of the great blues artists, the Delta blues artists, as well as some of the urban stuff. Just to name a few, Robert Johnson, Big Bill Brunzi, you know, Dave McKenzie, you know, Keb Mo, you know, these are all on our song list. And so...
Well, how did you get from garage rock music to the blues? I mean, that's a far stretch, isn't it?
I heard Paul Butterfield in 1966, and I was a... when Paul Butterfield came out with... the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, and then East West after that, and then followed that with the Resurrection of Pig Boy Crabshaw. I was hooked on the blues, and then, you know, but the British Invasion had brought it back to us as well, bringing our own music back to us, which is always a bone of contention, but, you know, the Stones were terrific, the Yardbirds, John Mayall, just to name a few of people that influenced me back then.
Right.
And so we did a lot of their music, you know, in our bands back then. They were high school bands, basically, and practicing in garages in the suburbs in New York.
And where do you call home now?
Columbia, South Carolina.
Columbia, not that far away.
Not that far away. We are proud homeowners at Lake Carolina. We love it here. So, you know, that's pretty much the story on that.
Well, that sounds great. Now, you are playing, it looks to me, are you just playing Saturday night at the Art Center?
Well, it's Friday night.
Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night at the Art Center. Yep, that's our spot for this time around. Of course, you never know. I mean, you know, sometimes there's always a last-minute request.
Sure.
These festivals, you know, how they run, sometimes things need to be filled. But as of now, the slot that we have is on Friday at the Arts Center.
Well, that's going to be a great one, 6 to 8, and it's the blues and brews. So you'll be in a very nice environment there. Have you been to the Arts Center?
I have not. Last year, we were at a restaurant, you know what, and... my bad, but I forgot the name of it. It's owned by a couple of Italian guys, an Italian man and his father, and they are just wonderful, wonderful people. Oh, the Millhouse. I'm sorry.
Millhouse.
Yeah, it was the Millhouse that we played at last year.
Yeah.
And we had a great time. And so my wife just reminded me. I can't take credit for that. But
good to have one, isn't it?
Oh yes, she's amazing. So. Yeah, we were there last year. It was just John and I as a duo, but now we have Lucky, and so it should, you know, it's a fuller sound. Yeah, you know, some of the guys that are in the lineup, like Mac Arnold, you know, is a friend of John's, and Adam Gusso is someone that I'm associated with, and so you know, there's a lot of camaraderie with the people that are in the lineup.
Well, we had Mac Arnold on last week with us and did a video. He's upgraded from a 1-gallon gas can guitar to a 2-gallon gas can guitar.
It's going to be a bigger sound,
yeah,
and, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We had a good time. He played for us on the air, and we did a video of it. It's posted on YouTube. So I think that's terrific. I think you are going to have a blast when you get up here. I hope you're going to come early so you can hear and see some of the other acts around.
Oh, you bet. I will be. Gail Storm is someone that I've heard last year, and I really was impressed with what she does, so I'm looking to see if I can, you know, catch her act. Yes, I will be coming up early.
Well, that sounds great. Now, I got to ask you, is Lucky Man Beale still wearing his Western-style outfits?
Oh yeah, Lucky is Lucky. You know, he likes that that style, which is cool. I usually wear a flat cap and a vest, sort of in the tradition of
the Blues Brothers.
You know, some of the blues, the older blues artists. Although Lucky accuses me of looking like one of the henchmen in The Godfather, but hey, what can I tell you?
I guess you're Italian.
I am an American-Italian, yes, and proud of it. So.
Well, that's terrific. I am so glad to be able to talk to you today. The name of the group, The Front Porch Three, how'd you come up with that name? One last question. How'd you come up with the name?
Well, you know, it didn't take much thought, and we've gotten some feedback on that, but, you know, because of the style of what we do, like, you know, Lucky will tell a story or two, John will tell a story, I'll tell a story. So there's some storytelling involved in. And it's a very informal setting. So, you know, that's what you would hear on a front porch. And so that's why we sort of, you know, even though it might be not so original, it still does, it expresses what we do.
All righty then. So I'm going to close this out with one of your songs here. I kind of like this high heel sneaker song that y'all did.
Very cool.
Very cool. So I want to close it out. I want to thank you for giving us a call, and we'll look forward to seeing you Friday night at the Art Center, Front Porch 3, 6 to 8 p.m. Thanks for calling, Anthony.
And thank you so much for what you do, okay? I want to send that to you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Yeah, I hear sneakers on the air.
Put on your red dress, baby. Honey, we going out tonight. Put on your red dress, mama. Honey, we going out tonight. Want you to wear your boxing gloves. Case some fool might want to fight.
Front Porch 3 right here on WCRS. We just had the pleasure of talking to Anthony Charles right here, and we want to thank him for calling in this afternoon. And I certainly hope that you are going to get out there and see the Front Porch 3. That's right. He says they tell stories and play music. I think that's terrific. So they will be at the Art Center 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, and they'll be there for the blues and brews, having a good time, and who knows, they might end up someplace else. So make sure you get out and see all the artists, but you're going to have to make a plan, and part of our plan was to bring you some of their music so that you could make decisions on who you'd really like to make sure that you see. Now, the program came out in Sunday's paper in the Index Journal, so you've got a lot of information right there to be able to pore over and make sure that you are knowing where you're going to go, because it's going to be tough to see it all. But one of the good things that they are doing, they are expanding Friday. They're going to start at 12 p.m. with Gail Storm on the main stage. Then who else is playing? Looks like Diana Brathwaite and Chris Whiteley. And then we've got Robert Lighthouse. So they're going to have a full day on the main stage. But in the afternoon, they're going to have music, which they haven't had in the past. So that'll give you something if you're fortunate to have the time off Friday afternoon. Do want to remind you, go to WCRS 1450 AM.net. register for the biggest barbecue bonanza giveaway. All of our best is a part of this. Captain Krusty is part of this with a gift certificate for fish. And who else is part of it? Of course, Sharp Facets, WCRS, Buck Stove, and Pool. And I think there's a couple more, which I got to make sure I find out so that I can tell you all about it. But you are going to want to sign up for that. God, it's over $300 in this cooler that you'll be able to use to create your own party. Also, Flynn's on Maxwell has contributed some drinks. That's right, some gift certificate for some drinks. So how are you going to do to register? All you got to do is go to WCRS1450AM.net. I'm going to give it away Friday afternoon with Gary Irwin, Shrimp City Slim, right here. And let me tell you what, you'll only have 15 minutes to give us a call. But if you don't register, you can't win. So make sure you register today, WCRS1450AM.net. We've got it posted on Facebook. We've got it on the website. So register today and then be listening Friday afternoon from 4 to 5 when I talk to Shrimp City Slim about all the going-ons going on. And you'll be sure to have a chance to win a fabulous basket, a cooler, a fabulous cooler filled with all the essential tools to have a great barbecue. Hey, I am Ann Eller right here on WCRS. I'm going to shut it down now. I've talked and talked and talked and played some good music. I hope you've enjoyed it. That's going to do it for me. This is WCRS. Are you ready for me to get off the air, Gracie? Yes. Okay, we're off. Bye-bye, everybody.